You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
There's barely a cigarette paper between them in the betting. Is there a chance that Chelsea, Derek, were thinking about this last weekend, because that was a lacklustre performance against Manchester United at Old Trafford? Never really at it. Eden Hazard couldn't influence the match. Diego Costa didn't either. And Tom just mentioned that, I think it was off air, that Chelsea failed to have a shot on target in the game. And Spurs have continued that fine run they've been on. They've narrowed the gap at the top of the Premier League to 4 points. And they've now won their last 8 games in all competitions, Derek.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've got a feeling that the odd compilers nationwide would have been thinking, should we make Tottenham favourite for this? I know that they're still behind Chelsea, 4 points behind, but they are playing above themselves right now, where Chelsea, you can just see the cracks are beginning to show. And, you know, I think, you know, if I was an odds compiler pricing up this, I would make Spurs favourites. I think maybe the reason that they're not is that it's at Wembley and their knees go all trembly there, as we've seen in recent in the Champions League. And also, they're allergic to FA Cup semi-finals. They've lost each of their last 6 FA Cup semi-finals, which is an incredibly bad record. I think they'll win this, though. That performance by Chelsea last week against United, it defied belief. I know there's a lot of excuses being put forward. I mean, I think Conte, the manager Antonio Conte, blamed himself for not motivating his team enough. Some officials at Chelsea blamed the bug affecting some of the players, and Azpilicueta blamed it on the boogie. But it was just an absolutely shocking performance. And let's not forget, by the way, that Spurs annihilated them at White Hart Lane in January. I think it was 2-0, wasn't it? And they really played them off the park. The way they're playing right now, I can't see Tottenham losing to anybody. I can see Chelsea losing. I can see Chelsea losing this. And in a way, it's funny, isn't it? This is an FA Cup semi-final between the top two in the league. A massive, massive game, and yet in the eyes of some people, it's more of a title decider. It's taking on the role of a title decider. I don't quite know how, but it shows you how far the FA Cup has fallen in recent seasons. Anyway, that's by the by. We've discussed that many, many times in recent weeks. What I will say is that Tottenham have to be back here at nearly 2-1 to win in 90 minutes. But a team playing like they are right now, there's not a weakness there. I think they're looking great.
I think Derek picks up on a good point there, though, Tom, with it this game being played at Wembley. That's sticking in the back of the compiler's mind, that ill-fated European adventure. They put in some pretty disastrous performances at Wembley, Tom.
Well, they did, and you know, the game against Monaco now, in sort of hindsight, doesn't look too bad a result, does it? Because I think they only lost to them 2-1, but they conceded the first goal in all those matches, and against, you know, in the Europa League as well, they made a bit of a mess of things at Wembley. They're the two things that are going against Tottenham, and it depends on how you want to factor them into your thinking ahead of this game. The awful record at Wembley, and actually, you know, even away from home, I know they've picked up a lot of good results recently in the Premier League, but they don't win as big or as comfortably as they have been doing at White Hart Lane. The other thing that probably goes against them, and I know some punters look at this pretty closely, is the awful record against Chelsea. I mean, Spurs, I don't think, have been beaten by any other team more than Chelsea. And there's been some poor sides that have come up against in the Premier League, but, you know, like Chelsea are the team, they just have something over them. But I go back to more recent form, and I go back to that game at White Hart Lane. I know it was in a different stadium, but if Tottenham could beat Chelsea while they were absolutely flying and they looked invincible, then why can't they beat them when Chelsea aren't playing well? I mean, Chelsea, you look at them in two different ways. You can say they've won 7 of their last 9 games, which is pretty good, but you can also look at the fact they've lost 2 out of 4. And in that big game, Old Trafford, and it was a big game, it was a game they would have settled for a point in, they just failed to show up. And tactically, for the first time in a long time, Conte was completely outthought by Mourinho, and that will have damaged him as much as it damaged the players. Now, I know that a lot is being made of this game in terms of the title race, but I think it is a factor here. I think if one team can potentially, you know, swing a big blow in the other team's, you know, direction, then I think it does psychologically give them a bit of an advantage. Because, you know, if Tottenham can win, you know, comfortably and give Chelsea a bit of a lesson, which I think some people are predicting, if that happens, then there's no question it sets Chelsea back. Even though they do have a so-called easy run of fixtures, this is the kind of match that Chelsea, I think, have to try and get something from. Look, there's not much in it. Tottenham away from, I'm trying to factor everything into it, and when I balance everything up, I can only see this being a very tight match, and I see it being a draw. I see there being a few goals in it. I was looking at records of semi-finals at Wembley, and there's this idea that they're kind of tight and trappy affairs because no one wants to lose and everything else, but 8 of the last 11 have seen over 2.5 goals land, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a similar story here. Be it a Tottenham 3-0, I mean, I could conceivably see that, but I can also see both teams, you know, conceding, because I think on the Wembley pitch, some of those memories will come flooding back for the Tottenham defence, and although they look absolutely imperious at the moment. You know, I could see there being a few goals flying around, but ultimately, I'm going to plump for the draw here, gents, at 21-10. I just don't think. I think what Conte will do is he'll play damage limited. He'll try and keep in check as long as he possibly can in the game, and hopefully try and nick something. But Chelsea aren't a team that I think at this moment in time can go toe-to-toe with Tottenham and play a football match against them. I think they've got to change their tactics, and I think that will mean they kind of, you know, they go into their shell a little bit and try and be defensively minded. So I think this could go all the way, so I'm back in the draw.
21-10, the draw in the game. Derek, do you think, just very quickly, that this Wembley thing's being overplayed here? Because we've talked about it on the podcast in detail, but it should suit Spurs playing at a big pitch like Wembley, because the way those wing-backs, be it Kieran Trippier, Danny Rose, Kyle Walker, I know Rose is out for this game, but the way they bomb forward, their style of play, it should suit a surface like Wembley.
Yeah, it should do. I mean, you can't really put your finger on why it was their performances in Europe. Maybe it's the fact that they were just up against European opposition. Maybe their European opponents playing at Wembley raised their game. You know, it's a big thing for European players. And also, let's not forget that Tottenham weren't playing as well then before Christmas as they are now. You know, that's a big, big difference. Everything's in their favour. I'm not worried about the Wembley factor at all.
Quick shout as well, just for Heung-min Son as well. I know we talk about him over recently, but 9-4 he is any time. 8 goals in 6 matches, loads of assists. He's the one to back as well if you're looking for a goal scorer in this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.